AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama praises the progress that's been made in Kenya, but he also challenges the people to make sure that progress includes everyone in the country. Let's go live to Mark Smith in Nairobi.
Tim, the president's keynote speech at a university sports arena here was part cheerleading for a fast-growing continent, part gentle prodding, like this warning about the need to root out corruption here.
Corruption holds back every aspect of economic and civil life. It's an anchor that weighs you down.
Speaking as a Kenyan-American come home for the first time as president, Obama also urged Kenyans to embrace democracy, to end tribal divisions, and stop defending violence against women as part of Africa's culture. That, he says, has to change. Tim?
That's Mark Smith with us live from Nairobi, Kenya. Turkish officials blame attacks in the country's mainly Kurdish southeast today on rebels within the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Two soldiers killed, four wounded in one attack, a car bomb striking a military vehicle. Turkish media reports attackers also opened fire at police stations in three cities. No one was hurt in those attacks. A large police base in eastern Afghanistan now in the hands of the Taliban. More than 100 officers surrendering, turning over their weapons and ammunition to the group after 3 days of fighting. AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports that the base had been cut off by flash flooding that wrecked the roads in the area.
The army was trying to send reinforcements into the area, but it's extremely mountainous, lots of hills, lots of valleys, and really very dangerous for helicopters and other aircraft to move. And the other thing is that there has been a lot of rain. There's flooding. People are being forced from their homes by high waters, and this has also cut roads.
The head of the provincial council in that area says the officers had no choice but to join the Taliban. This is AP Radio News. 150 to 200 homes in the Sierra Nevada foothills in Northern California evacuated because of a more than 6 square mile wildfire. CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff says the blaze is explosive.
Trees are torching, which means they're burning all the way to the top and just completely burning off. And that is creating a problem where it's throwing embers ahead of itself. And this fire is starting spot fires half a mile ahead of the main fire.
Hundreds of firefighters, aided by air tankers, battling the flames in the rugged area too steep for fire engines. It has been 50 years since anyone has no-hit the Chicago Cubs, but yesterday Cole Hamels and the Philadelphia Phillies did just that at Wrigley Field as the Phillies beat the Cubs 5-0.
Nothing on top winning a World Series, but I think this is probably, on that top list. That's right under it.
Hamels' no-hitter, the third of the season, is about the only bright spot for the Phillies, who have the worst record in baseball. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.